Aleph, then we have two cases to learn on the previous subject. Bishleimel Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, Haina Bechtiv, in Loishochav Minot. The Gemara says, according to Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, you can understand the Hashbor Sakoi, Perish Pekutra, Shaloi Kofal, in Shochav Loi Minot. He didn't say that if it was Shochav, it would be Loi Minot. But you could understand the klola. So Vakelti said the broche, and there was an understood klola. Miklal hey nata shemei alav. So that was the first shvur. The imishum the somach lei vaat kisoti. Ah, you'll tell me according to Rameya. It says for the vaat kisoti. So there it says the Sefer, the second Tzad, he don't have to come on to Michlal Heinata Shemeelav. Ahi loyme forish be klolo ashvua kamaita. That is not explaining the klolo of the first shvua. El ashvua basraisekoi. That is going on the second shvua, the somachlei. Right afterwards it says, Vishviya koyin eseisha bishvua sa'olo. Ushvua kamaita ain ba'olo. The first shvur, the two shvurs. The first shvur, there's no olah. Doch ikti vishbiya oiso hakoy b'lei pirish bo klola elo michlal broche. So there are two shvurs. So the first shvur was a klola michlal broche, but that's if you hold michlal hei nata shemei elah. You don't hold michlal hei nata shemei elah according to Rameya, so then the first shvur, it's just speaking about broche and it's not coming to the point. The kosher, so it places the whole coast and I, when they go to Nehruvim Gamrinon, we learn how to know when they go to Nehruvim, being Cain, being on Hain Koidim Lala. So you need Hain Koidim Lala. Bohochi have a love, Koidim Lahain, the Imloi Shochab Sid. Like Taisvis, here it's Lav Kaidim Lahain. It started off Im Loi Shochav. It's a new problem. So we have here a new problem over here. How does this work? We need Hain Kaidim Lalav. And here's a Lav Kaidim Lahain. He says, Loimi Boy, according to Rashi, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is the only moide, the only chaylik on Rameya by the Klal Hein Chiyata Shemei Elav, but all other hilches, Snoim, Dumiya, the time they got Nehruvim, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is also moide. This is for the Kasha, so it's the Kasha of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Not according to Rashi, Chveisa, according to Rameya, Bishra. Yes, but that's Taisvis Kash. You need Hain Kaidim Lala. And here it says, Imloi Shach. So there's a Merdeke Ritve. The Ritve says a beautiful terrace, which Taisvis was in Nochit. The Ritve says that the Emerson, there are two Inyom. There's an Inyom of Miklal Hain Ata Shemei Allah. That's an Inyom which has nothing to do with Dafka with Huchas Tanoim. Can a person go Bosar HaMashmoy? Yenis at the Tadheim. I could assume it means if it won't be like that, so it shouldn't be. Can I go Bosar HaMashmoy? That is Lav Dafke. You know, we had the Taisus HaMachala from the base that said, the Shaila was, can I assume if the can I assume that according to Abchanina ben Gamliel, I can assume that he was sent, if they'll cooperate, if the base level will cooperate, if they won't cooperate, I can assume there's no shur. That's the kasha of Abchanina ben Gamliel. So there's one machloikis in Hilchis Mashmois, which is Negeya Kolatayrakul. Do I say Michlal Hei Nata Shemei Alav, or don't I say Michlal Hei Nata Shemei Alav? Then there's the... Now, if I hold Michlal Hei Nata Shemei Alav, so in the So in the Tanai, both Tzodim were spoken out, because he not the Shemei Olam. If it's not understood, then you have to speak it out. Then there's Hilchus Tznoyim. Hilchus Tznoyim is, Tznai is a Chiddush. That, Otsi Dibur Mevapel Maisa. He made a Maisa Kinyin, and now we want a certain condition should be able to be Mevapel the Maisa Kinyin. And that there's Hilchus Tznoyim. There's to be Hein Koidim Lelav. That means we had mentioned before the Sfar is that the last line, the final line has to be, if not, not. So you have to end up on a negative item. There has to be Tanai Koidim Lemaisa, that you should know the whole Maisa is being made on this condition. These are Loches. Tanai Koidim Lemaisa, Hein Koidim Lelav is in Hilchus Tznoyim. The Machloikis of Miklal Hein Atah Shemei Lelav is a Machloikis for Cholotei Rekut. The Memelis of the Ritva says a beautiful tether. The Ritva says, here we're making a shmur. There's no maisa with a tanai over here. He's being mashdiya. Im loy shochav, hinoki. And there's a mashmoy, im shochav, loy hinoki. Now, if you hold from this mashmoy, so the shmur was, I spoke out enough of the shmur, we can understand what the mechumen of the shmur is. I'm speaking in Shachab, Loi Shachab Inoki, will understand in Shachab Loi Inoki. But to ask a Shaila, it's Lav Kaidim Lahain, that's a bit in Hukas Tnoi. We're not making Tnoim over here. So Mamela, even though it's Taka Lav Kaidim Lahain, I said first in Loi Shachab, and then I said in Shachab. So in Hukas Tnoim, there's a Seda how to make a Tnai. There's certain Agdolis in order to enable that the Tnai should be because to be mevatel the mice. That's a listening. There's no mice over here. They don't even mevatel anything. A beautiful tzaddik, such a ritva says. Al kaponim, Taisvis, for some reason doesn't hold of this. The Taisvis holds that the hours are good over here. We need hein kaidim lala. V'yesh loima. The Taisvis says it's a very interesting tzaddik. The im loy shachav choshev hein. You think that love is, we say the word loy, and hein is if you say the other way. No, the im loy shachav choshev hein, that's the hein. Shema sh'onu reitzen sh'teyose choshev hein. What we want should be, that's called the positive side. Just the dunya di im yavru, sh'onu reitzen sh'yavru. So what the mechuvin of what we want, that's called the tzadhei. And if we won't be zeichet to this mechuvin, if the mechuvin won't be niskayim, so that'll be mevatel. So each time you look what the mechuvin is, here the mechuvin is im lo yishochem. That's the mechuvin. Kach onu roitzim. Yiskaimu dvoreho shaloi shalcha isho isho v'zeo hein v'im shalcha tafsit v'zeo lav. So the hein is the loi shalcha and the lav is the shalcha. What we want and what we don't want. So it's very interesting such a concept. What we want, that's called the hein. What we don't want, that's called the lav. Then there's another problem. The mepushim is kamer dekikashu. Hiskin Shmuel begitted the Shimra, he made a nusach how a Shimra is to write again. Im omus, yeheged. Im loy omus, loy yeheged. So, the Gemara says that this nusach was, but you ain't going to rule out. He wanted to die. Im omus, yeheged. Im loy omus, loy yeheged. So the Mephoshim say that Taisus means as follows. I'm doing something over here. I'm giving a get over here. So the purpose, why am I giving a get? Because I want that if he dies, he shouldn't fall the yibum. So the purpose, he wants there should be a get if he dies. That's the whole purpose of the get. I'm not asking myself if he wants to die. But this whole action, what he's doing is, if he dies, he wants it, he should be gegetz, he shouldn't fall the yibum. So that is the hen. The hen is what I want to accomplish. I want to accomplish that if I'll, that it will die, that she should be the get. That's what I'm giving the get. That's called the hay. When you have a saite comes to bezel with the husband. So we have to understand there's a big problem over here. She's a saite. There was skinny yestira. She's husband to her husband. Now, if things can't continue the way, the, without doing something, that means we have to be mabaga was vayshacha vayshacha. But now she's husband to her husband. So we would want to be matar to her husband. That's one of the accomplishments of coming to Besdin. So coming to Besdin will be able to be mevara that she's mutter to her husband. So there the hain is that we want to be matter her to her husband. That's the hain. That's what we'd like to accomplish. If we can accomplish it, of course, it'll be the other way around. But that's what is wanted to be accomplished, that is called the hain. And if not, that's called the lot. So the Gemara answered, he knocked hen kicks it. Since it doesn't say with a yud, the henki and the hay and the chesam is chalet, so it's henki. Perish becomes it. Vahochi koito, so where's the kveilet? According to Rameyeh, the im loy shocha, he not. The first, the postik starts off by saying the im loy shocha, he not. The im shocha henki, where does it say this? Where do they have the im shocha henki? Va'at ki sotit, because the next pasuk is va'at ki sotit. Until now we were learning the va'at ki sotit is going under Shavuos Olah, but now that we're saying that there's hinoki and chenki, so we say that the chenki goes on the next pasuk. Chenki va'at ki sotit, because chenki va'at ki sotit is the same. That's a Rashi l'shat according to Ramei. The kosher. Then came Havalei Maisa Kaidim Litznai. Maisa is Maisa going with Ulchus Benoim over here, which will say, according to that, it wouldn't be fair. So Taisa says, so if you're saying Chenki, Ma'atki Sotis. So the Maisa is Chenki, and the Tznai is if you were Mizanet. Ma'anan Amrinim Masnissim de Barameya Boy Tznai Kaidim Lemaisa. When he's Tznai Kaidim Lemaisa. Ein Peirishri, perhaps this is better than the Tzirot of the Torah. Here we're saying we're talking the Talot of Henki, Henki and Vat Kisotit. Maybe this is Taka Maisa and the Tanai. The Tzitzis is asking, so here we have the Maisa Koidim with my hands that help. What is that, Amaya? Ein Peirishri, the Lekoi Klal of Vat Kisotit, the Tzitzit Batsai. The henki is not going on the next pasuk. Elaksi henki. Bahavakilu hoyaksi henki. My koina yachoyza bekoifo im shochav henki. Hashta avetnai koidav lemais. That means, so Tosfos is saying as follows. Just like by Parsha Zocher, we don't know if we say zecher or zecher. So the Truma Baal Koyres, we start the Pasuk and we say Zecha. Then we go back to the beginning of the Pasuk and we say Zecha. So that we say the whole thing, we don't say. So here we have two Girsois in the Chumash. We have Hinoki and Chenki. That's what the Torah is telling us both. There's a Kri and a Ksiv. There's a Kri of Hinoki and a Ksiv of Chenki. So Memele, so each one, so the way the Kri is, so the Pasuk says Im Loi Shocha. But if we have to say the Ksiv, so the Koyin starts off by himself already. Im Shocha Chemki. So the Chemki is a simen that we have to say the second part of the Tnai by saying Im Shocha. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Mishloim la Rameya heine the Ksiv. It says as follows: by Hazoye of Eifer Pore, who Yitzchata boy by Yoyim Ashlishi or by Yoyim Ashli Yito, name Lo Yitzchata, Lo Yito. Say that. Look out. The Tzad says that. I don't say Hein Koydim Lalav. I said who Yitzchata, and then I said Lo Yitzchata, Lo Yito. El Lo Rab Chanina Ben Gamil Lomali. Why did the Torah have to say the other Tzad? we say Miklal Hein Ata Shemei Elah. The most of it. Tal Kedai Tachamine Mitzvahs Hazor B'Shlishi U'B'Shlishi. I would think Hu Yishat Aboy B'Yoyim HaShlishi B'Yoyim HaShvi is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah hazor, and then there's a tares on the hazor. And I would think that one is not necessarily dependent on the other. The mitzvah hazor is who yischat aboy b'yayim ha-shlishi v'yayim ha-shvi. If a person was nitma l'mayt, it's a mitzvah hazor. The tares could be that maybe one would also be sufficient. You don't need two hazoyim. There's a mitzvah to be mazah twice. But could be the tare with one hazor would also be sufficient. Tal kedai techem min a mitzvah hazor b'shlishi b'shvi. Aba v'heichet da'ovet b'chad minay wovet. But b'diyevet, if he's into the mitzvah, he'll become toil. He says, there's two in yonim, in hazor. There's a mitzvah hazor, and then there's the tare hazor. So I would think that this is a gedorah in the mitzvah, not in the tares. So I would think in tares hazor, perhaps once is sufficient to do it twice. The mitzvah could be the such an inyan. Kamash malon, that in the tares you also need two hazor. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, talk to the mitzvah hazor begimel v'zayin, the ovid b'chad minay ovid. The Reish of the Kror Lav Belishnet the Tznor Ksiv. The beginning of the Pesuk is not the very thing. If this will happen, Im Yischat Aboy. Like Ksiv, Im Yischat Aboy. Lamash Kaminei, Im Lo Yischat Aboy Yito. Elo Hu Yischat Aboy. Hu Yischat Aboy. Because Lameyma, Loshen Tzivui Ba'alme. It's a Tzivui. He should do this. But who says that the Tare is dependent on the double hazor? Could be there's a mitzvah to make two hazor, but the tare, one hazor will create tare. It's kamash malon. Now let us see Taisvis. Taisvis is mamish. The nahap of the hepach for Rashi. Bishlam melaramei hain rufim hu yischat, abim lo yischat. So Taisvis, heine, ma'in yidel malach malo machloite. How, according to Ramei, it's good. Hatula Ramei, alomoli, lebehalbe, lekoinis, ksiv, the Rochat Bamayim Bitoyim. It says he should be table himself, not be prayer. It doesn't say Vim Lo Yichat Bamayim Lo Yichat. It doesn't say that. The Lehutas Loima Vim Lo Yichat Lo Yichat. So according to Ramei, so what? So that, the Torah says, you'll do this, you'll become tired. So how would you call him? If you won't do it, you won't become tired. You won't become tired. The Torah says, do this and you'll become tired. Finish. The Hosan Hussein of Shita, even the mitzvah Shetiva Kodesh Bol. The Rabbi Nishol says, you'll do this there at Tzivoy, in Layosa, Layosa. So if he didn't do it, Vashtaita, I tell you, Vashtaita, my name is Tzivoy, so there's nothing here. I'm telling you, Vashtaita, my name is Tzivoy, Aval Hochem, Mashmekta, Shulosh and Tanai, Midachsiv, Hu Yishchato. Here it says, Hu Yitzchata, Vavekei Luxiv, Im Yitzchata Bo Yito. Veloiksiv, Vi Yitzchata, Vi Yito. Vos Avitziv, Vekemai Verochat, Vitoe. So Taisvah says, Mamish Punktakel, and Rashi. Taisvah says that if it's a Loshen Tzibui, so it's Yichel, the way the Tzibui is, you can't make any trade. But the Dafke, it's not a Loshen Tzibui. So that's why I would think that the Loshen Tzibui, I would think it's like Im Yischata. I would know Im Yischata, this and this will be turned. Maybe one will also be turned. So that's why according to Rameya, you need the Kepa Loshen. I don't understand according to Taisvah. So what is Pshat to the Tzedek according to Rav Chanina? So what's the Tzedek? Here we have a Im. Taisvah says if it's not Im, if it's a Tzivui, Taisvah is the Hepach of Rashi. If it's a Tzivui, So it's zicher the tibur is k'mayshe kosma. I wouldn't bat an eyelash to think that I can get away with less than the tibur. The Taisa says the whole gemara is kashe. The gemara understood it's not a tibur. It's an im. So the Taisa says im is chata by mishlish by mishvi yito. According to Rav Meir, yeah, that's it, but it's not mukach that you need both. That if there wasn't both, there won't be tare. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Chanina, so what can the tare talk about for the mina mitzvah tazo bishlishi or bishvi? Ve'eichad ovat b'chad v'inayu ovat. We're talking about him, we're talking about tnoim over here. Let's go further. V'hizo ha-toyer al-atomei v'yoyim ha-shlishi u'v'yoyim ha-shvi lomoli. Now, this is a kash, there's nothing to do. I already have two psukim that tell me you need ha-zo shlishi ha-shvi. Now you have a third posik. V'hizo ha-toyer al-atomei. And again the posik is telling me when? V'yoyim ha-shlishi v'yoyim ha-shvi lomoli. So this is zichem v'yuta. It's v'hizo ha-toyer al-atomei. It's a salkadai tachamina and Shlishi l'mutei sheini, Shvi l'mutei shishi, v'kamamai b'mei tar. I would think that would have said before Shlishi is Shvi. So this is a certain day. So Shlishi means that right after the Tumah you can't make Hazoyah, so time has to progress. So the Mele, so from the previous Tukim I would say Shlishi, not sheini. After 3 days you can start a procedure of tar. Shvi lemutei shishi, and the second hazoya to be the 7th day, not the 6th day. The kamemayit the meitare. That means that he's making the tale that there's a certain amount of days that have to be before you can make the hazoya. That's from the first two. Abol heiched the ovad b'shlishi u'b'shmini. But just the Gemara is saying that the longer it takes. Then you start being oisik in the hazoya, the better it is. You can't start right away. You have to wait a little bit. Abul heich et da'ovat b'shlishi b'shmini. But what is it? He made the 3rd day and the 8th day. The kamafish be made out. So there's more days in between. Eima shapir domis. I would think that's good. So that means when the first psukim, I know the 2nd and 6th day are not good. It means the 3rd and the 7th. But I could still be under the impression that the 3rd and the 8th is a very good. Yes, just be giving more time. Gamash Malone, no, that there has to be the span of time between the 2 Azoyas has to be this span, between the 3rd and the 7th, a 4-day span. More than a 4-day span is not good. Let us see Rashi. This is a problem. If he was not at the 6th day, so the 2nd Hazoyah is not too far away from the Tumah. I would think, hey, the Ovad Bishlishi or Bishmini, but if he made the 3rd and the 8th, the Kamafish be made Taro, this is more days in between. Hey, Meshaka told me. I think it's Kamash Bohan that it's not. That this is Hochi Karsino. Rashi, Veloi Goraz, we're not going to fight since there was another Girse, which Rashi was Moise. Bevi Ubishmini. That means that the Girse was, I would think, Shaini and Shishi are good. That's the first Shishi or Shri. Now this pasuk is coming to tell me that Revi and Shmini is no good. That's what this pasuk is coming to tell me. That Revi and Shmini is no good. So Rashi says that can't be. Zavadi Shapat Omni. Revi and Shmini is very good. The Choma Shemashe Hazori Shaina Ein Bekach Klu. There's no problem of being Malchik the Hazor from the Tumas Hakel. The greater the Richos, the better it works. That it's not a fresh, the Hazoyah doesn't work on a fresh Tumah. It's a Tumah, it has to be stale a little bit, then the Hazoyah starts working. So the Torah said you have to wait at least 3 days before you start making this procedure of Hazoyah. To wait 4 days? The Madigan is good, what's the problem? So this Girsa that was written in the Gemara that Revi Yishmini is no good, the Tashi Chas V'Sholem.
Rish means very good. There's a certain amount of time that the two has, there's a certain span of time between the two hazois. That's what you have. It has to be a 4-day span. The Oma, Rashi says, I'll prove it to you. Rabbi Koyin HaPoyresh Shiva Lidnei Yom HaKippur. The Koyin Godel, Shiva Shema Koyin Yom HaKippur, the Koyin Godel was Poyresh Nivei. They were Maza and the Koyin Godel every day. The Maza every day, fake it maybe he was. And they made, Hazoyin the whole 7 days. So the Gemara explains in Yume, now what was the purpose of all the 7 days? Rishloim Rishayim, look the first day you are Maza. Shemar Shlishi, maybe it's really the 3rd day if money became tough. We don't know if he touched the eighth, but we're handling with the Koyin Godel, the Yom HaKippurim, we want to make sure that there's no tukul whatsoever. So the 1st day we're Mazrishim, we were Mazareth. Why are you Mazareth? Maybe, this is the maybe you became Tommy 2 days ago. No, maybe you became Tommy 2 days ago. And so we're Mazareth now, the 1st day. So that this will be the 3rd day after this. The 2nd day, Mishal Merishim, Shem HaShlishim. Shani, the 2nd day with Mazer, Shemesh Lishi. Maybe the 2nd day is the 3rd day from when he became Tomei to Mesmer. Right? Shlishi? Maybe it's the 3rd day. Akoponim, we were Mazim every day with Cheshbonim. Maybe this is the 3rd day. This is the 3rd day. That's why we're Mazim every day. But Rashi, let me ask you, Akash, maybe it's the 10th. Well, maybe it's the 10th day. That means we want to, all fakers, we're going to be misakers. We don't know if he ever became something. We're taking precautions. So maybe it's the 10th day. It's the 10th day. I think it is good. What's your problem? The 10th day is the later the hazoya is from the tumah. The more stale the tumah is, the better the hazoya works. So there's no problem. Maybe it's the 10th day. Yeah, the Gemara says, we'll master the 2nd day because maybe the 1st day was on the 2nd day. So my mail so that is hazoya didn't help. That's what we master the 2nd day. That's what master the 3rd day. The frektach to the shash. So the way Rashi is saying. So why did he master the 1st day? Not at the 3rd day in the 7th day. Finish the 9th day. Maybe it's the 3rd day? No. I'll be mad at the 5th day. What's your problem over here? Gosh, it means I from a Gemara that the time doesn't, is not of an, I mean, more, the Richard Zvan is Golgot, no problem. Because I was there, so be mad at the 3rd day and the 7th day. Well, I'll be mad at the 1st day. Maybe this is the 3rd day. So you have time to, I have to be mad each day. Ve'igar sinen ochi le'inye mitzvot hazor bezman ohu de'gar sinen. The Rashi says in L'chayre that goof is pshat in the Gemara there. There's a new shayla. It's a shayla of mitzvot hazor bezman ohu. Is there a mitzvah? There's two things. There's one shayla hazor if it works or if it doesn't work. So we say we need a minimum of a 3-day period before the hazor can start working. Fine. But then there's among the Amma that holds mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah hazor bizman. There's a mitzvah to make the hazor bizman. So really, pshat in the Gemara over there is that that we make it the 1st day, maybe it's the 3rd day. We'll be making mitzvah hazor bizman. So Rashi is maybe it's the 10th day. Yeah, it's the 10th day of mitzvah. So we're mavato. What can we do? We don't know if and when he became Tomei. But we have to chapa in the mitzvah. So the lashon of Rashi, the lashon of Rashi is very shvei, because Rashi says, the chol masha zor ishoyne ein bekach klum. Rashi says it's a very great lashon, nothing. So nothing. So then the Gemara and Yuma Shvei, they zicha something in the Indian. The zor will help, but the zicha an Indian of making a zor is money according to one time. The Garcina Nochil in Yemitzus Azob is Manu the Garcina. Now Rashi says if we will say this Gilsik, that the Gemara is saying 4 and 8 not, the Takil Gavimitzus Azob is Manu. that's the lachat chiyah to make 3 and 7 and not 4 and 8 to be mekayem mitzvah hazav is not. Not to be that we could be going to see. V'chitoi v'yoyim ha'shvi ilomli, after it says he'll become toyer the 7th day. Now why do you need that for? I would think that the whole Indian of two Azoyes is after by Mikdosh. By Tumas, that's one Azoy would be sufficient. Kamash Malon, he'll become Toya for anything, including Tumas, only by industry. Let us see, Rashi, Kamash Maitara, Maki Toya, Miyay Magatum. Look to Mishnah Baita. Hamekadish Esa Isha. The person was Mekadish Esa after the Kedushin. Now, after the Kedushin, he wants to be Mavato the Kedushin. How is he Mavato the Kedushin? He said, Sobor Ayisi, she Kehenet. I was under the pressure, she was a Kehenet. Verehi Leviya, she's a Leviya. Ah, a Leviya never wanted to marry. Or Leviya, Verehi Kehenet. Aniya, Verehi Ashira. I thought she was poor. Now I find she's rich. I have to look up to her later. Ashira, Arei hi aniya. Arei zu mikodeshes, mipnei shaloi hitos. She never told them once. You were under the impression. You should relate your impressions to other people before you get married. She never told you anything. And you were under the impression. Such a nice dress. Mishtama, she's an ocean. That's the shaloi hitos. Let's see what Rashi says. Hello, who? He tells Atma, you fooled yourself. The key in the light, Felix. You didn't speak out. Love, call, give me name. That you wanted me to offer the cushion. That was Dvorm Shibalei. You were thinking like this. Dvorm Shibalei, they didn't know. Look at Mashoisa and the Chsam Soisa. What'll be the din? Let's learn the Mishnah. The first time they met, she says, you know, I'm a Kehenet, I'm a Bas Kain. Fine, and then the conversation drifted to other things. That's it. And then later they got happily married, and then they found out that there's no Tanoim, nothing. But she told them she's a Kehenet. Since the Chivas Chassam Sefer that the Chosin told the Kali he's a Lamdin and a Noshe. And after the wedding, they found out he was an Amoret and an Oni. But he told her that. He was telling her who he is. They told her the Mailat that he is. He's a London and a Noshel. He was an Amoret and an Oni. Look to Chassam Sefer. And then, without any Tanoim whatsoever, I can say to my Chassam, you told me that's what you are. So my mail is the whole Kedushin of the Avila without a Tanoim. Without it tonight. So yet some say for on himself we hear the Mishnah before in the second page of Kamanash and Yosha means to only Ainam Kadesh. Almanat Baisahoi. We didn't say Almanat. It's nothing. It says Ainam Kadesh. Not Kamanash. So he wants to say because there the Mishnah said Almanat for different reasons. In Umra, if she said believe Hoiso, that Astulu. You said I'm a Nasha and the Osha. But I thought I believe you're not an Osha also married. So there's a thing to change the mission, she's not married. Because the Kedushin was made on the Tanai. So I feel like she said, believe me, I said, well, you're not. That's if he said Almanat. If he said Almanat, so the whole Kedushin was made, on this condition. And he's not an Oni, he's not an Osha. So it's a bottle of Kedushin, finished, it's a bottle. So I feel like she would have been masking Matsumah without all these. But Enoch and Ami, if he would have said, I'm an Osher, and she says, it doesn't bother me, Osher, no, it doesn't bother me, then she's not a Kodesh. But our Mishnah is speaking about that he's finding it does bother him. So if she told him that she has this Mila, and she doesn't have this Mila, Enoch and Ami, Taki Kodeshetot. I'm Elisha. Hareyat Mekadeshes Li La'acher Shez Gaya. He's a guy. And he's making Kedushin with her. That the Kedushin should be Chal after the game. Li La'acher Shez Gairi. But she's a guy too. and he gave her Mois Kedush, and the Kedushin should be Chal after your Gedus. La'acha sheshtacha, after I'll become, he was an Ebekanani, and after my Odin will be Meshacha me, I want the Kedushin to be Chal. La'acha sheshtachari, or she was a Shifrikanani, after you'll become a Meshachet. Or La'acha sheyomos Bailech, she was married. But her husband was on the deathbed, and there were 20 people waiting to marry her off. So be Menachem Oval and marry her off at the same time. She was so Memela says, giving her money, and he's saying she should be Mekudish to me. La'acha sheyom is bailech, after your husband dies. Talking about your husband's alive, let's not talk about it. After your husband dies, he's marrying her. Should be chal then. Oy la'acha sheyomos achaysayich, or he was married to her sister. The sister was on the deathbed, so he wanted to make sure to marry. And I can't marry the sister of his wife. She's a chaisishta. Kedushin won't be chal. But he said, you're making the maisa kedushin now that it should be chal when my wife will die. So then the kedushin should be chal. La'acha sheyachlitz lich yivame. Now the tana of this mishnah holds kedushin is not tefes the yivame l'shuk. So I'm a meila, so I can't make kedushin. Now. I make the kedushin. In all these cases, ain't a mikudesh, because it's a davar shaloi baloi lom, and at the time of this mishnah, you can't make kedushin on davar shaloi baloi. The chayin aimer lachaveiroi im yolda ishtecha nekeve reizem mikudesh, is li ain't a mikudesh. If your wife will give birth to a nekeve, I want to become your eidim, so I'm making kedushin now. I'm chapping a rhyme, go early to make sure that I should be your first potential eidim. What does Rashi say? Lacha sheyachlus loch yivom is tzavach haitan in kedushin toifnim be yivom of the shuk. The old kedushin is not toifnim be yivom of the shuk. In the kedushin tabu yivom shloi bolo loilo. We're making kedushin on something. Va'achshav ein b'yodei lekacho. Now I can't be mekadosh. When these things will occur, so these are the non-existent factors. You can't make kedushin. None of them. Ein tamin min hatolush ala mechuba. If a person has tvua tlushin, he has tvua mechuba, and he has the tolush the ketvua, he says this should be tvume and the mechuba the ketvua. Ve'im toram, and what happens if he was toilim? Ein truma se truma. The truma is in chal. Let us see what Rashi says. Mechuba ein echayiv betruma. There's no chiyiv truma on mechuba. The reishis de goncho ksi. Midi de midgan shenesaf de kri. The word dogon means that was already after Gemar Malachi, and after all we made it Roy Lachila, we made it in a pile. That after Gemar Malachi had to become Roy to be used. So then that's called Dagon, and that in Reish is the Goncho. That means if you have Dagon, it's in a pile already. It's after Gemar Malachi. Then you have to give the reishis to the kohen. That's to Hilka. But here I'm giving reishis, not a dogon. I'm giving a reishis from mechuba de ketur and mechuba de ketur. Lechal shem tum ala tovush. So the shem tum is not chal ala tovush. Shuf reshalo. The devil will be yad kohen. So what I gave the kohen, I said a reizu tum alzu. Nothing happened because I was matrish reishis from something that's not dogon, so it's nothing. So it didn't become tumah, so it's tabu. Now, what can the kohen do with this? V'yochel litrim olemi mokamacha. If the kohen wants, he could be toirim on this tabu, which was given to him l'shem tumah mi mokamacha. The kula chulam, everything is chulam. I mean, l'may said this is chulam. V'amechuba shehufresh olov my niska. Also, the mechuba that he was mafresh on did not become a zikir. But sheyitloish tzorich liplay. Later, when he'll be tailor, he has to be tailor again. Let us see Kaisa. ein Termin min a Tolosh ala Mechuber. Perish bekuntres, a Mechuber od ein Eichaye bekuntres. Das sieht, Reishis de Gomcha. De Beinen, Midi de Mitzah. In order that there should be Chayim betrume, you need Gmar Meloche. Ve'im kein. Havi min Achiyah v'alaptur. So that's called min Achiyah v'alaptur. Bekoshe. Like Taisa, so you're telling me, before it becomes Dagon, it's called Ptur. Bekoshe v'im kein. L'dvorov, according to Rashi, the Tolish Nami, let's not talk about a person who was Teirem min HaTolish ala Mechuba. Let's say it was Teirem min HaTolish ala Tolish before Gmar Meloche, which is not Dagon yet. You tell me, the Olchus ala Mechuba is because it's not Dagon. You need Dagon. Dagon means there was Gmar Meloche, and then there's a Chiyin Tum. So what happens? So let's talk to Lamaise. A person cut off two bundles of Tvue. This, the bundle Aleph should be Truma and bundle Beis. We're not up to Gmar Meloche yet. So it should be. It's nothing. If it was Gmar Meloche, it's not. Truma could only be Chalas the Gomchum. The lesser, the Omar Ba'alme, the Gemara says, Maisa Rishin Sheik Zimai Bishibolin, Potom be Truma the Beis. But the Vashem of the Mani, the Gemara says, if a person was Mafrish, Maisa Rishin, he gave it to a lady before he was Mafrish Truma. Gave it to lady, so the Meiser is Chal, and the Chiddush, you don't have to, not have to be Mafrish Truma from this, even though it was not Nistash, the Kohen Kedidus, the Levi Kedidus, even though there was Kumat Zela was not Nistash. Now it says Meiser de Goncha. No, it's the Goncha is Gematria, Gemar Meloche, how can you make Meiser? You have to make Meiser from the Goncha. There he made was Mafrish Bishibolim before. Void Kosher. Mahido Omar HaTorah Midovo Shendigma Malachmai. I know Achimiruach. Al Dovo Shalai Digma Malach. There's enough in the Mishnah. A person was Torah Midovo Shendigma Malachmai. That it was after Miruach. Al Dovo Shendigma Malachmai. I know Kaidim Miruach. So you see, Klo, not like Kash. Lachay Nigalavi. That this Rash, that Rashi brought, that's speaking about chiyuv. I mean, that's 100% true. There's no, before it's dogon, there's no chiyuv afrosh. A tevel, there's no chiyuv afrosh. But it's gematrish, it can become tum. This dash of the goncha, is coming to tell us, kozman is not dogon, there's no chiyuv. But that's what it says in our Mishnah, that mechuba is potter, means that you can't make tum. It's a different rash. Other mechuba potter, naftalon, midechsi, mimenu. The dorish besefri, mimenu, v'loi, min ha-mechuba. Dokro, betolish, mayis. Posik says, by Tumas Maisa, that a lady gives, V'areimoysim mimenu trumas Hashem. That after speaking about Maisa, Kisikru me'eis b'nei Yisrael es ha-Maisa. We're talking to the Rabbi. You took Maisa, and if you took it, to Taisa Rosh, Losh, and Kicha, Mash, Medaba, Nikach, B'yad, so you took Maisa from Yisrael, so it's Tolosh, it's not Mechuba. V'haroisem mimenu trumes Hashem. From Tolosh you can make trumes, but from Mechuba you can't make trumes. So the Mekor that you can't make trumes on Mechuba is this pasuk of Sefri. The Mersi mimenu dosh b'sefri, mimenu v'loi min Mechuba. Dokro v'tolosh mayri, it's talking about Kisikru, that they took Maisa. Kisikru meis b'nei Yisrael sa Maisa. V'kochosol amem, what is the pasuk coming to tell us? Mimenafel b'di'eved namiyos, and that's all b'di'eved, it doesn't become true. Di mishum lachatchilos, if it's coming to tell you, not mafresh it's chatchilos. Hepiklai mishum d'chsiv d'goncha, u'mechuba lav mitkenu. If it's coming to tell us that there's no chiyuv to be mafresh, so that I can figure out from d'goncha. And there's a new posik of a veroi meisim, mimenu v'loi minam mechuba. Alashma minot, the posik of all b'di'eved min mechuba. Aide meise shigdime be shibolen, de mahane be de yevet, aide be talosh be kaide mirus, de shigdime talosh and before mirus.